1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Big protests in Israel over the weekend against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government. ABC's Britt Clennett with more from Tel Aviv.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is undergoing surgery for a hernia as anger mounts against his failure to bring home the 132 hostages still held in Gaza. Tens of thousands gathered in the largest demonstration held in Jerusalem since the war began. Hours ago, speaking ahead of the surgery, Netanyahu saying he will return to work very quickly, reiterating there is no victory without going into Rafah.
The U.S. government and several others urging restraint, however, with more than 30,000 Palestinians killed so far and thousands more starving in Gaza. President Biden may visit Baltimore this week himself to see the collapse of the Key Bridge and to talk about the rebuilding process. Major spring storm had started out west, moving up through the southeast and northeast, bringing possible damaging winds, hail, even tornadoes this week. This is ABC News. California officials say up to 1,600 people may have been stranded around Big Sur after a weekend weather washout, part of storm activity now heading east.
Torrential rain and major flooding causing chaos on the roads in California.
This is nuts. Oh my God, this is so bad.
Lines of cars caught in standing water after the 101 highway was inundated just outside of Santa Barbara. That same system is threatening to bring severe thunderstorms from Texas to Ohio, potentially bringing large hail, flash floods, and possible tornadoes.
That's ABC's Rhiannon Alley. The historic Tropicana Casino in Las Vegas shuts its doors tomorrow. Janu Terrell Ferrano was a showgirl there.
The building will be gone, but the memories will still be there.
The demolition of the 1950s hotel set for October, a baseball park taking its place. And tonight, another chance to win big. The Powerball grand prize is about $975 million. No tickets matched. All six numbers over the weekend. This is ABC News.
Are you someone who tries to drive while distracted by your phone? Someone who props it on the steering wheel or peeks down at it for a glance? Or just scrolls and scrolls? If so, you could be the next person to get into a fender bender, get a ticket, veer off the road, or even cause a crash that kills you or someone else. Enough already. Put the phone away or pay. Paid for by NHTSA.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Peace groups say they're disappointed by the budget Congress passed for fiscal year 2024. It includes cuts to humanitarian aid and support for civilians caught in violent conflicts.
Any violent conflict that's making headlines today, there are UCP groups that are working and very effective, have access that other traditional aid groups don't, are equipping and protecting civilians that often go overlooked and disproportionately feel the effects of this violent conflict.
Megan Rogers is with the group Nonviolent Peace Force. Donald Trump supporters in southeast Wisconsin are trying again to get a recall election against Republican State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. Recall organizers filed the paperwork Thursday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Brewers sweep the Mets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 4-1 win to complete a three-game sweep of the Mets. On Saturday, Mets pitcher Johan Ramirez ejected for throwing a wild pitch at Milwaukee's Rhys Hoskins a day after his hard slide into second base.
And that one sails over his head.
Oh, boy.
I don't know if there was intent involved.
Oh, boy.
impact. They just threw Ramirez out of the game.
Oh, wow.
The Mets manager, Carlos Mendoza, suspended one game. Ramirez appealing a three-game suspension. The Brewers' Rhys Hoskins.
People boo you. People doubt you. People do whatever they do. Big leaguers don't miss by 8 feet.
NBA, the Bucks with a win in Atlanta over the weekend. They play the Wizards tomorrow night. College basketball, the Badgers women's team in the WNIT Grade 8. They host St. Louis in the Kohl Center tonight.
Obviously really excited for our players and the program to be able to take another step that we're trying to accomplish.
That's Wisconsin's women's head coach, Marissa Mosley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be cloudy today with a few scattered showers off and on through the day. Our high 46 this afternoon. The wind northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, it'll be mostly cloudy. A little breezy with a low of 34. Some scattered showers tonight. Tomorrow, more of the same. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers with a high near 47. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
Monday on Nightlight, On Stage for Cancer performs live, and I'm joined by filmmaker Mar Garvey. It's Nightlight from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
The opinions that you may hear us express, expressly or otherwise, over the public's airways is in no way to represent the opinions expressed or otherwise by our management, producers, sponsors, or various members of their staffs or their families or few friends.
Nor should these views express the opinions of the broadcasters, the disc jockeys, the salesmen, the program and music directors, and their secretaries and girlfriends and wives and their staff.
Unless, of course, we are willing to assume that we can assume the responsibility that their opinions will not influence anyone else's opinions.
Or their family and friends.
And staff.
Got it?
I've got it now. I just want to acknowledge Transgender Visibility Day. All right, I want to remind people that was what we were celebrating, not Easter. Right.
Okay. Transgender Visibility Day.
Yes.
That was instead of Easter or?
Instead of Easter. Yeah.
Sort of, I mean, as a part of Easter.
Easter is, you know, just. Yeah, yeah. Yes. It's a holiday, right? But, you know, it's the Transgender Visibility Day that we're really focusing on now.
All right. I don't know what that really means, but it's okay.
It's good. It's good that we see them.
We salute transgender.
Yep. There may be a lot of criticism from the right wing in regards to replacing Easter with Transgender Visibility Day.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's their problem.
It is their problem.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm just seeing it up here. And okay. I know that they argued about it over the weekend.
Okay.
And they're besides themselves. And, of course, the simple answer is that Easter happens on all different days. Every year it's a different day. It's not on a specific day.
Well,
Transgender Visibility Day is on a specific day.
Okay.
And you can't move it around. And it just so happens that they're on the same day this year. Okay?
But Easter is always on Sunday. It doesn't move around.
It does move around different day. It's a different Sunday.
Okay. The date is different.
The date is different.
But it's always on Sunday.
But yes, but Visibility Day is on a specific date. God, you know, this is so simple.
Why are you angry? Are you angry because it's April Fool's Day? Are you fooling us into thinking that we're angry?
Yes.
You're not really angry at all.
I don't get this angry that easily. Do I?
No. Especially this early. It's only 8 minutes into the show. You can't be that angry.
Yeah, well, you know, it's just that.
Okay.
It's just, I'm looking up here. You know, we've got CNN in the studio, and Mike Johnson, House Speaker, basically came out and said, this is horrible that Biden would do such a thing like this, replaced Easter. He has to know the problem with this, right? He's got to be aware.
Right. He's got to be aware.
Easter falls on Sunday, but it's a different numerical day
right.
every year. And Transgender Visibility Day is a specific day.
Okay.
My God, how hard is this to explain to somebody? Okay. Mike Johnson, I really think you should rethink this because, you know, it's Easter. This simple, Mike.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't get that. Thanks for trying to help, though. Okay.
John, how much coffee have you had this morning?
I don't know if you saw a moment ago.
Off the walls.
A moment ago, Sam had his face in his hands and just had his head down like, oh, God, here we go.
Well.
It's okay. Hey, by the way, Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. It's the John and Gordy Show for April Fool's Day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, man.
It's 34 degrees. It's clear. It's going to be kind of rainy later on, high around 43.
Well, people are wondering, what are we going to do for April Fool's Day?
Yeah, what right? are you? We were thinking of all kinds of funny ideas.
We had one really good idea, and it's the John and Gordy Go Mega April Fool's Day special.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, we were going to go Mega.
But then again, when you think about it.
Right.
All you have to do is tune into right-wing radio, and you've got April Fool's Day every damn day of the year.
That's right. So why should we do it?
So why would we do it? Yeah. Right, exactly.
So we threw that idea out.
Done. Well, and that was the only idea we had.
Well, it wasn't the only idea, but it was the only good idea.
Well, you wanted to dress up as Easter bunnies. That only works for the one or two listeners who view us.
And besides, it's not Easter anymore. It's not. It was yesterday.
That's true.
And the other idea we had was to switch names. And you'd be Gordy and I'd be John all morning and see if anybody noticed the difference.
And I objected because I can't keep track.
Too complicated,
too complicated.
I know.
I feel like Speaker Mike Johnson at this point. It's just too complicated. Don't try to tell me when Easter is.
Did you have a good Easter? Did you the Easter Bunny deliver some chocolate and eggs?
No.
Stuff at your house?
No. Yeah. No, we had a Cajun Easter, by the way.
Cajun Easter?
Yeah. Usually you have a ham or something like that. You know, major dish.
Yeah.
But we made a Cajun rice dish.
Nice.
It was just wonderful. Yeah. Everybody loved it.
I went over to my sister's house. She had all her family. You know, she's got three grown kids and then five grandkids, and they were all running around, and everybody was well behaved.
And you went to a restaurant?
Food. No, they made food. They made the ham. A three bean salad or whatever. And,
yes.
You know, it was great. It was excellent. And everybody decided not to talk politics. You know, you just knew that going in.
Okay.
Because there's two or three there that would like to really stir it up. But then I walked in, you know, and he works for, you know who he works for.
You know.
Yeah. You know. So suddenly a hush falls over the room. That's the way it is this time of year. Yeah.
Sometimes you can be a grouch.
So everybody was on their best behavior for Easter Sunday.
Well, that's
good. Yeah.
Well, you showed me pictures of my granddaughter.
My granddaughter, yeah. Yes. She met the Easter Bunny at one of the local restaurants, and boy, she was thrilled to meet the Easter Bunny, gave it a big hug and big smiles. Yeah, very cool.
What restaurant was that?
That was at the Four Star restaurant in Baraboo.
Okay. All right.
Where my daughter works occasionally, part-time.
I was going to say, I mentioned it to you, I thought the bunny... Yeah. Had kind of an evil look on his face.
It was an evil look. It was just
they could have put eyebrows on that went down the other way, kind of a sad Easter bunny instead of an evil one that looked at you as though it had plans.
It wasn't scary.
There's just something a little unsettling about a human-sized, human-proportioned rabbit, isn't there?
That too.
Yeah, yes. Scary. Did you have a good Easter, Sam? What did you do?
Did you do anything? I was over at Sophia's parents for the weekend. We didn't plan on doing anything for Easter, but kind of last minute we went over to her uncle's place and had a good time. Got back late last night, but it was fun.
Yeah,
good food.
Yeah, it was good ham and potatoes, very tasty.
There you go.
Yeah. All right, well, good. Glad everybody had a good Easter. Okay. Hey, what's on the National Day calendar today? Let's find out.
We've checked in. We had a good weekend.
Hey, but it's Monday, and it's April Fool's Day, so it's tomfoolery.
Right.
Is it tomfoolery day today? Is it, or is it not? What would you think on that? Or is it National EP writing day.
Well, it's got to be that one because you had a hard time saying it. You would never
have a hard time saying it if it wasn't a day. It's also Take Down Tobacco National Day of Action. Is it that day? Is it National Sourdough Bread Day? National 1 Cent Day? We know it's April Fool's Day. Is it National Historic Barn Preservation Day? Which one of those days does not belong, John?
Historic Barn Preservation Day.
You are correct, sir.
There you go.
You got the buzzer wrong.
Oops. That I was, hit the wrong
he,
button.
He got the.
You just want to attack me today.
There we go.
All.
There you go.
I just feel like, you know,
I'm sorry, John.
Want to lay into me no matter what.
Okay. Let's review some of these days.
Let's find out more.
Because I know you want to.
Please tell us.
All right. Well, National Tomfoolery Day kind of speaks for itself, doesn't it? It's kind of like just part of what? It's just part of April Fool's
Day. I just want to kind of bring up something on tomfoolery.
Yeah, okay.
Because there was a place called Tomfooleries.
And that's what this is.
In the 90s.
Well.
Where they had games. And, video games.
And Kalahari Resort has picked up on that. Now they have tomfoolery.
Oh, they do?
Yes, in their all of their Kalahari Resort, which they have a half a dozen of them now spread all out over the U.S.
Because
started in Wisconsin.
They
now.
Used to call it Bally's Tomfoolery.
Right, right. Yeah, that was, they must have lost that franchise, yeah. Bally's. I think Bally's went down.
Yeah, but, I think it did.
Kalahari picked up on that, and that's what that is. You know, nothing's actually happening on the National Day Calendar website here. I can't seem to log into it except to get to the titles of these things today. But it's National Take Down Tobacco Day of Action Day. Mm-hmm. It changes annually. They move their day around, apparently.
See? That happens.
It's National 1 Cent Day. Don't know why. Can't log on to it.
Can't
it's
you
not
just
going
click
anywhere.
On it?
I'm clicking on it, but nothing's happening. It's just circling the wagons there. National Sourdough Bread Day. Again, nothing's coming up here.
Is there any way I can help you?
You could go to nationaldaycalendar.com, and then everybody could log on to it and then call in and tell me what these days mean.
Okay.
Because I'm struggling over
all
here.
All right, because I know.
I don't know why. Is there a Wi-Fi connection problem today here?
No.
Maybe this is what truly is April Fool's Day is about, is that you guys don't do the show and then listeners call in and they do the entire show.
That would be good.
Great.
I'd like it if that would happen.
All right.
Okay.
Let's go to National IEP Writing Day. And the first Monday in April is National IEP Writing Day to honor all special education teachers and team members who write individualized education programs. IEP, that's
right.
What it's short for,
yep.
For students and with disabilities.
That's right. And having a couple of disabled grandkids, I can tell you a little bit about that. They have these meetings on a regular basis with the teachers. The principal usually is involved and the parents and sometimes grandparents to just talk about the progress of the special needs kids. So it's a really good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
your granddaughter is able to put together some interesting things with cups.
She's a builder, yeah. I showed you a picture of, she had all these little plastic cups built into a giant pyramid thing, probably two and a half feet.
Absolutely gorgeous.
It was perfect, right?
It was.
Yeah.
Nothing was out of
order. And I know she didn't have any help with that. Yeah. She did it herself, and then she just loves to build those things up and then knock them down.
How old is she?
She's 6.
Just amazing.
Yeah, she is amazing.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And she's a wonderful artist. She draws and paints, and she really gets into the details on these things. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Hey, it's 18 minutes past the hour. Clear skies, 34 degrees this morning, and looks like we could be in for some rain today. When we come back, we're going to be cracking open the history books, right, Sam? We've got some historic dates.
Oh, yes.
All lined up and ready to go, right? Yeah.
And we'll be getting to The Mean Farmer. And by the way, there's an interesting TV show on that The Mean Farmer might be interested in.
Okay, it's coming up.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for The Todd Lobel Show. Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
But nicotine slaves are all the same at a petting party or a poker game. Everything's got to stop while they have that cigarette.
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette.
Yeah, smoke it.
Puff, 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 and if you smoke yourself to death.
Tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you hates to make him wait, but you just gotta have another cigarette.
All right.
Man.
You used to smoke cigarettes?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Other people's OPs.
It's a National Day of Activism today. Take down tobacco. National Day of Action empowers youth to stand out, speak up, and seize control against big tobacco. As a part of their kick butts campaign.
Yeah.
Yeah. So some people need some help, you know, quitting smoking because it can be very, very addictive, of course.
It is, of course.
Now, it's also National Sour Bread Dough Day.
It is.
John,
it's outrageous.
You've got the inside skinny on that.
I was a little shocked.
Why?
As part of the California Gold Rush, sourdough is the principal bread made in Northern California and is still part of the culture in San Francisco today. You could still buy those cultures on the internet. In fact, I was thinking about getting some myself so I could start my own sourdough bread store here in Madison. Well, anyway, the bread was so common out there. Get this. At the time, the word sourdough became a nickname for gold prospectors. Now,
what's the connection there?
I've never seen it in a movie.
Right? That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Does it?
It doesn't make any.
Yeah.
In the Yukon and Alaska, a sourdough is also a nickname given to someone who has spent an entire winter north of the Arctic Circle. It refers to their tradition of protecting their sourdough during the coldest months by keeping it close to their body. The sourdough tradition was also carried out in Alaska and Western Canada during the Klondike Gold Rush itself.
Okay.
So
protect
that sourdough. Hold it close to your body.
Okay. John's a real fan of bread.
I am.
Let's crack open the history books, please.
All right, let's see what happened today in history. Oh, boy. 1976, two guys in a garage founded Apple Computer.
Oh.
Yeah, big news. Wow. Didn't start out big, though. Started out, do you know who?
So Bill Gates and?
Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak.
Oh, okay, that's right.
That's right.
Okay. Mm.
Yeah. They both sold off some pretty big ticket items to start the company. Steve Jobs had a Volkswagen van that he sold, and Wozniak had a calculator, which back then went for hundreds of dollars.
Jeez. Yes, I know those calculators are very expensive.
1984, Marvin Gaye died. He was killed by his father.
Yeah.
Oh, that was awful.
Yeah.
Man. Tragic. Yep.
2001, the Netherlands became the first country to grant marriage equality for same-sex couples.
2001?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
And then in 2004, Google debuted Gmail.
Really? 20 years ago?
Mm-hmm. Crazy. It's all I've ever known for email.
That's true. That's true. We had What was
what Yahoo?
AOL.
Hotmail. AOL.
Yahoo. You got mail.
Mm-hmm.
That's AOL. What we all had as what you know the beginnings of the internet.
A lot of people had Yahoo too.
Did they?
Yeah, Yahoo email.
Oh,
some people still
did
do.
I know that.
Hotmail too. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Some of those old ones are still around.
I actually have Hotmail.
Do you?
I really should have taken Microsoft up on replacing the name Hotmail.
Mm.
You know, now it's just, you know, Outlook, .outlook. And I'm just...
You don't
like
Outlook anymore, though, right?
Well, Outlook is having some problems updating their email program. It's just, it's ridiculous. And I can't copy and paste a link into the body of the email. But they do have a way to do it. I think at the top of the email, there's like a little link icon, and I guess I'm supposed to use that.
What happened to Mr. Johnny Tech Man?
I know.
Yeah, what happened to that?
Well, yeah.
Your son's inherited all of that.
Well, yeah, my sons took over. No, I'm not going to let that happen. I know that happens in families, but I'm not going to let
them. Well, you ask them
move
all the
ahead
time. When you get stumped, you have to call the boys in.
I do. But
give it
you
up.
Know, this is for difficult problems. Not something simple as putting a link in the body of an email.
Mm.
But I do think there's that icon that does just that. But it seems like a lot of extra work.
Mm.
But I haven't tried it. I'm way too busy preparing for this program. I can't think around just trying to solve problems on my computer all day.
You've got work to do.
I have work to do. My God. April Fool's Day. We got to keep reminding ourselves of that.
It's April. Boy. Where are those? Time gone.
It's about damn time we're in April. March seemed to go on forever.
It did. Well, we've got the Mean Farmer coming up, but I don't know if we do. We have time for him right now?
Sure, we can squeeze him in.
Are you sure?
Yeah, are you sure? Okay.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
What's the name of the episode this time?
Death and Taxes.
All right. I just want to intro this. Did you know there's a show called Farmer Wants a Wife? It's season 2 already on the networks, no less.
Okay.
Oh, no. Apparently, you know, I'm not watching TV enough. All right, let's listen to the Mean Farmer, and he might be interested in this TV show, you know? Farmer Wants a Wife.
Oh, you know.
All right, you know
it.
Huh? This is the Mean Farmer, and this week on the Mean Farmer Show, taxes. Death and taxes. Yeah, every year I face the same choice around April 15th. Should I pay my taxes, or should I just go ahead and die, man? Yeah, I just go on down to H&R Block and sit down at the desk with a friendly tax preparer. You know, personally, I think they should wear black hoods and work with quill pens dipped in goat's blood and have just them big, thick old candles burning on their desk. Anyway, I sit down, hand them my records, and mostly crumpled up and mixed up with chunks of plug tobacco and some scribbled on paper sacks or plastic chemical jugs, and even this year's mileage logs branded on the side of one of last year's cutest calves. That's usually when a nice lady tax person clad in polyester, two strings of fake pearls, blue hair reeking of copy machine toner and Liz Taylor chubby passion perfume starts to fidget and just sort of click away in her adding machine there. Any deductions, she says? Yeah, give a dollar to the presidential fund, I say. Any money to an IRA, she says. Hell, I sent 14 old shotguns to the IRA this year. Damn that Maggie Thatcher. Any W-2s, she whispers. Nope, but here's an AK-47. Why don't you just shoot me now? Yeah, none of them tax preparers are any good with assault rifles. So I just make it on out of there, go home, fill out the extremely short form 1040. You know, one, how much did you make? Two, send it in. Oh, boy. Sure hope they audit me again this year. I like them guys. Them IRS people, they remind me of me. Next week on the Mean Farmer Show, trouble at the Walmart. What do you mean my MasterCard's maxed out? Golly.
And there you go.
Okay, the Mean Farmer.
Another episode of Mean Farmer.
Getting us all ready for tax day.
And April Fool's Day as well.
Mm-hmm. He's doing his thing.
He is.
Yeah. It is 6:29 on the dot, clear and 34 degrees. We've got news, weather, Pam Yonke with Midwest Farm Report, and coming back with a piece from George Carlin on power.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
A lot of Wisconsin farmers are focused in on spring planting, but you need to remember that crop you produced last year and keeping it in good quality. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Ken Hellevang has been sharing his insights as an extension specialist from North Dakota State. He's reminding growers to not ignore that grain that's in storage because the weather could have caused some issues.
My recommendation on this time of year is to look at what the condition is of that stored corn. What is the moisture content? What is the temperature profile in the bin? And then make management decisions when we still have relatively cool temperatures. If we are sitting with 15% moisture corn and we're planning to store it into July, then we need to be figuring out how we're going to get it dry before the end of spring.
Ken Hellevang, he's an extension specialist at North Dakota State University, says he suggests that people think about running fans at night to get that corn cooled down under 40 degrees, cover the fan during the day so that there's not easy access for air to enter the grain and warm it back up.
Challenge. It's not something you shy from. It's a chance to up your game. Every day brings a new challenge, but with the Enhanced Channel Seed brand on your side, you can rise to it. With our top-performing seed, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can turn tomorrow's challenges into your next advantage. Your Enhanced Channel Seed brand. Let's rise to the challenge. Learn more at channel.com/rise. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our Baselite product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Baselite also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about Baselite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Markets are coming off a three-day weekend. On Thursday, barrel cheese was up 0.75 cents to 142 3/4. 40-pound block cheese finished a penny stronger at 141 3/4. AA butter was up 0.25 cents on Thursday to 284 1/4 per pound. The December corn finished up 15.5 on Thursday, 477 3/4. The November soybeans were up 2 3/4 cents at 1186 1/4. The July new crop wheat on Thursday was up 13 cents, 575 3/4. Meanwhile, Class 3 milk for May milk was down 9 at 1596, and June milk down 13 at 1664 when they closed the session on Thursday. I'm Pam Yonke.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
It is going to be cloudy today with a few scattered showers off and on through the day. Our high 46 this afternoon. The wind northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, it'll be mostly cloudy. A little breezy with a low of 34. Some scattered showers tonight. Tomorrow, more of the same. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers with a high near 47. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
Always a good time when you stop in at Ooga Brewing in Beaver Dam. Events this month include live music with Andy Brown, 6 to 9 p.m. April 12th on 420. It's live music with Poverty and Panic from 6 to 10. And don't forget Music Bingo starting at 6:30 p.m. April 2nd. Then Music Bingo Taylor's version on April 16th at 6:30 p.m. It's all happening at Ooga Brewing Company, located at 301 South Spring Street, part of Beaver Dam's vibrant downtown.
Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Easter, the celebration of the rebirth of Christ. The Bible tells us that 3 days after the crucifixion of Jesus, he rose from the dead. The first to witness this miracle were three women who had come to anoint the body of Jesus and tend to his tomb. This is the story of the resurrection.
This is it, the tomb where his body is laid.
Mother Mary, dry your tears. Mary and I are here to support you.
Mary is right. Also, when we're done grieving, maybe we should come up with the girl's name other than Mary.
What is that noise that comes from within? Look, the stone, it rolls away.
Is it Jesus?
Basically, yes. Happy Easter, everybody. That's right, it's Easter, the time of year when I compare myself to Jesus Christ. That's just a thing I do now, and people seem to be okay with it. I'm going to keep doing it. And if you think that this is a bad look, imagine how weird it would be if I started selling Bibles. Well, I'm selling Bibles. Look at this beautiful Bible, made from 100% Bible. Sounds like a joke, and in many ways it is, but it's also very real. As you know, I love Bible. It's my favorite book. I've definitely read it. My favorite part is probably the ending. How it all wraps up. But this is a very special Bible, and it could be yours for the high, high price of $60. But I'm not doing this for the money. I'm doing this for the glory of God and for pandering and mostly for money. But it's so sad. Religion and Christianity are totally gone from this country, and we need them back. Without religion, you don't have laws, you don't have mission trips. I'm told mission trips are a lot of fun. You go to Mexico, you build a house, maybe you make out with someone on the last night. Then, of course, it's back to Clearwater, Florida, like it never happened. But you're going to love my new, and I would say even better, Bible. It comes with everything you like from Bible, like the story of Easter, which primarily concerns Jesus, not so much the bunny. I kept waiting for the bunny to show up. He never showed up. That's okay. Anyway, it's Easter Eve, so let us bow our heads, I'm not going to, and say the Lord's Prayer, which we all know very well, me especially. Our Father who are in heaven, hallowed be bing 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 bing
disintegration and pay our automobiles. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Easter Bunny, amen. And live from New York, it's Saturday Night!
Good stuff there.
Yeah, but funny thing is, I saw an actual video of Trump not knowing the words
right
to the Lord's Prayer.
Yeah, he was kind of mouthing.
Kind of every once in a while, kind of familiar line.
Yeah.
Right.
I saw that video too. He doesn't really know it.
He doesn't know it at all. Yeah. Great takeoff on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good bit.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we've got another SNL clip coming up a little bit later on,
all
too.
Right. Well, weekend it's update. April Fool's Day.
That's right.
And we're celebrating here. As usual, as we always do on the program, we pick a day and we celebrate it ad nauseum.
Well, why not, April Fool's Day? Yeah. People are trying to come up with different little pranks they can play at work or, with their family or whatever. I don't know. Anybody got a really good one? You can call us and clue us in. Give us a call, 608-879-8255, or text us.
Absolutely. Sam.
What's the best prank that either you have ever pulled or have had pulled on you before?
Mm. Well, I'm not a prankster myself.
I can't think of anything, but I know my parents used to do this, and my dad, every day, he used to go get my mother a cup of coffee and bring it to her in the bedroom, you know, so he would go down, he'd make the coffee. You'd bring the coffee in, and she would wake up to, you know, a cup of hot coffee. Well, one April Fool's Day, he went down and he put a mixture of syrup and, I don't know, what else, castor oil or something that looked like coffee.
Wow.
And he brought it up, and she took a sip, and she threw it across the room and hit the wall. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Wow. April Fool didn't work out very good for Dad that year. So...
That can be the result of a practical joke.
Yeah, anger.
Yeah.
Anger and,
anger,
retribution.
That never quite goes away.
Yes. Yeah, no pranks on your side of the deal here, huh?
You know, I'm not a prankster. Yeah. None of my family members are pranksters. No, we never played jokes on each other.
Well, you better wait till you get home. Be careful. So they're listening.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Hey, we got another comedy bit.
Do we?
Yeah, you promised it.
And that's right.
I think we have to fulfill our promises here on the program, as we always do. people are keeping track.
We got George Carlin.
Yes, we got George Carlin here, and he's talking about democracy being a myth, and freedom of choice is a fairy tale. Mm-hmm. So let's hear it from George Carlin.
Out in the open now. They're not even trying to conceal it anymore. The owners of the country got their election. They said, we're going to get this election. We put you people in that court for a reason.
All right,
now's
back
the time
to earth
us.
For you and now.
Yeah, forget all that stupid. Will you? They're out in the open. They're openly driving the bus, and we're all in the back.
There is no national conspiracy to buy elections and control America. Now
talk about back to earth.
Don't need a formal conspiracy when interests converge. These people went to the same universities and fraternities. They're on the same boards of directors. They're in the same country clubs. They have like interests. They don't need to call a meeting. They know what's good for them. They're getting it. And there used to be seven oil companies. There are now three. It will soon be two. The things that matter in this country have been reduced in choice. There are two political parties. There are a handful of insurance companies. There are about six or seven information things. But if you want a bagel, there are 23 flavors because you have the illusion. You have the illusion of choice.
Right.
You don't get the real important choice. There's no freedom of choice.
There you go.
Yeah. So much of that is come true.
Yeah. That was on Bill Maher's program many, many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But that is so true. They just converge. All their ideas, all the billionaires and millionaires are all on the same page, essentially. And one of the things that, you know, in the back of my mind, I remember, you know, reading this article where I don't know whether it was Uline or one of the billionaires spoke point blank about what their intention is, and that is that they want to privatize education so that taxpayers pay for their child's education. These are billionaires looking for taxpayer money to pay for their child's education. I couldn't wrap my head around that for the longest time. You know, it just doesn't seem to make sense. Are you having trouble paying your bills? It's very selfish, very very unusual.
Well, I wonder if how Eric Hovde's doing with all his millions. I didn't see too many ads lately.
No.
He kind of pulled back on something. Maybe the first ones didn't go anywhere, get any good reaction.
I think he's working on a stand-up routine, making it a little funnier, a little more relevant. All right. But we do have some other things here that we want to get to.
Okay.
And one of them is the donations that Trump is certainly begging for at this point.
Mm-hmm.
We've featured a few other cuts prior, and I just thought we'd try that again. And
well, he's got the gold sneakers. He's got the Bible.
Right.
Now he's hawking.
Right, yep.
What, there's more?
And, well, now it's just, you know, point blank, hey, give me $5. So why don't we go to cut 608, and then right after that, 609, and let's find out what... what he's saying about getting a little bit more money to help him out.
Right.
The ones that I love are those $25 and those $5 people. They are great because I know one thing, they're going to be voting. So I just want to thank everybody out there for making your donation, whether it's $5 or $25. I just want to thank you very much. We're going to make our country great again. We're going to take back our nation from communist, fascist, people that are sick, people that I truly believe don't love our nation. We're going to make America great again. Thank you very much.
That's very... Thank you. No, okay. We'll just give you the money right now.
Sure.
Let's continue. This is another...
Democrats stand by quietly and bite their tongue, not even pass the Lake and Riley bill under her name. It's because they want to infiltrate this country with people here illegally so that in 20 years, that's only five election cycles, Maria, five presidential election cycles, the children they have will become
that's
all
not the right
cycles. Yeah.
Hang on. That's not,
this might have been a number goof up.
Yeah, 609?
Yes, this is 609, all but right. This might be the wrong 609.
It could be the wrong one.
We got a text in here. You know, we were talking about National Sourdough Bread Day and April Fool's, you know,
yes.
April Fool's Day. Mark texted in, perhaps, now I'm not familiar with what he's talking about here, but maybe we can look this up. Perhaps in honor of both April 1st and National Sourdough Bread Day, a reading of Robert Service's The Ballad of Ice Worm Cocktail is apropos. A tale of a good joke. Do you have any idea what that's about?
No, The Ballad of Ice Worm Cocktail.
We want to Google that and see if we can find
anything. Did you find the other cut? Okay,
let's go back to that.
Let's go back to Trump again, asking for a little money or a little.
Soros-backed prosecutors and politicians, Democrats, all that are after us, we have to go out. We have to fight. They're communists. They're fascists. They're lunatics. And they just don't stop. They don't know how to give up. And you got to hand it to them for that. But that's the only thing you got to give them credit for. They're bad people. They're against our country. They don't want our country to make it. There's something wrong with them. But we're fighting. We're winning. You see what's going on. So whatever you can do to help financially would be fantastic because we have to beat it. If it's $5 or $10 or $100, whatever you can do.
And if you don't have the money, you don't have to donate. He's giving you that way out.
That's nice of him to do that for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's kind of struggling, apparently.
Yeah, just a little. Are you looking up this the Ballad of Ice Worm Cocktail? I don't...
Oh, maybe Mark can inform us
Robert
more
Service,
on that.
A reading of Robert Service's. Now, that must be... Is that a long reading?
Like I don't know.
A book?
It's a tale of a good joke, though, according to Mark.
Yep.
Well, we'll keep that on the back burner. Yeah. We'll see if we can find out more. All right.
I think we can find out more. I hope so. All right.
Do we want to go to that other cut on Trump? You know, this is a nice little montage about Trump knows everything.
He knows everything.
You know, that's why he wants to be a dictator, because he's got the answers for every single thing. Right, Sam? It's cut one.
I don't think we have quite enough time to fit in everything that Donald Trump knows.
It must be April Fool's Day. Everything is falling apart. Everything we're touching here. Is not
well. Time slipped away.
It has. Time marches on.
Well, how long?
And it's
1 minute.
No, two.
2 minutes.
Two
my
minutes.
God.
Let's go back to April Fool's history. You know when April Fool's started, John?
No.
Back in, according to the Farmer's Almanac, it started way back in France in 1564. Yeah, April 1st was then. Back then, they were working on a different calendar, so April 1st was celebrated as New Year's Day.
Oh, beautiful.
Completely different calendar. Those who insisted on celebrating the old New Year's became known as April Fools. See, they were switching over to a new calendar, but the people on the old calendar that were celebrating New Year's Day on April Fools, they became known as April Fools.
Can you imagine the MAGAs back then?
Yeah.
I mean, that would have just been crazy, right? They would have just said, that's Biden.
That's right.
Go ahead.
Other evidence that April Fool's Day existed way back then, 1564, I mentioned that. Geoffrey Chaucer referenced it in Canterbury Tales.
Yes.
When characters of a rooster and a fox each did tricks on one another, according to Farmer's Almanac. Also goes back to 1300s, even farther back, when the events of a date described as March 32nd, there was a March 32nd back in the 1300s.
No kidding.
Was also known as April Fool's Day. So it's convoluted.
Well, that's
it's
why.
Farmer's Almanac.
It was a joke, right? April,
it was a
March
joke.
32nd.
It's all just a joke. 6:49, we're coming right back. And, oh, get this, Nicole Wallace got frustrated, threw her newspapers into the air on the air.
Yeah, she was really frustrated about all of what's going on right now.
We got that.
We'll get that.
Coming up.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Your chance to win a distribution deal, be a co-headliner, get discovered, and learn more about the music business is back with Wisconsin Dells Music Summit, May 10th and 11th at the Chula Vista in Wisconsin Dells. Our celebrity panelists have worked with great musicians, producers, and artists like Drake, Adam Levine, Rihanna, Usher, Pussycat Dolls, and more. Learn key aspects from top industry professionals as they give once-in-a-lifetime advice to stay on top of the technology, laws, and trends in the music business. This event will include beat battles, ciphers, collective panel discussions, Q&A segments, and breakout rooms for masterclass teachings. You'll want to have your talent ready to share on an MP3, WAV file, or QR code for this resume-building opportunity. Ticket sales on Eventbrite February 1st. Packages include overnight stay at the Chula Vista, water park passes, and admission to the Wisconsin Dells Music Summit May 10th and 11th. Call 608-516-4354 or email wisconsindellsmusicsummit@gmail.com with questions.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio WMDX 92.7 FM at 1580 AM. The John and Gordy Show, broadcasting live from State Street, Madison, Wisconsin, and a good morning to everyone on an April Fool's Day. Mm-hmm. It was going to be a very special John and Gordy Go Mega April Fool's Day, but then again, you can tune into any right-wing radio station and get April Fools each and every day of the year.
That's right. So we let them have that.
Yes. It was a good idea, and then it just ended there. Our brainstorming
seemed like
session
a lot of work.
Got cut short for some reason.
Right. Well, it was Easter. We wanted to spend time with the families.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know. Yeah, you know. Oh, you know.
Oh, you know.
Right, yeah. So did we find what we were looking for when we were so rudely interrupted by the clock?
We're going to play Nicole Wallace.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Nicole Wallace. What happened
here? Yeah, she's a right-winger, you know. She's on MSNBC, but she's very, very thoughtful. Right?
Yes. Yeah, she worked in Republican, she worked for George W. Bush, I believe, in the White House way back.
But she's had it.
Yes. Well, she gets a little upset.
We've all had it.
Yes.
And she exemplified our frustration. Horrified by Trump's attack on Judge Merchan's daughter, Nicole Wallace is basically done with the whole thing.
Let's
check what Nicole Wallace. And by the way, you'll hear paper shuffling just in the very beginning if you can. That's her throwing her entire shell up into the air.
Love it when that happens.
Yeah,
we do that every once in a while.
It's a great visual. Okay, let's check it out.
You know. It's time to do something different. Like, we're not going to have this conversation again. I have come on the air with breaking news about requests for gag orders because of threats for judges and their kids more times than I could count today before I got ready. And Judge Luttig, I think it's time. I don't know who has to write the banners at the bottom of my show. I'm sorry in advance. But Donald Trump broke the rule of law. We should cover a broken judiciary in this country. Donald Trump managed to delay every federal criminal trial based on facts that he barely denies.
Donald Trump managed to enlist the Supreme Court in a delay process, the highest court in the land. Donald Trump brazenly and repeatedly attacks not just judges, and I've had the privilege of sitting across not just from you, Judge Luttig, but from Judge Esther Salas, whose son was assassinated by a crazy person. Judges don't have Secret Service protecting them. They don't even always have, I mean, her child answered the door. What are we going to do different? Because Donald Trump sure as hell isn't changing.
Pretty good. And it's a frustration that we all have. We're watching all of these courts basically delay what's going to happen to Donald Trump. Intentionally, it seems like it. Some of these people are judges that he put in place himself or justices that he put in place himself. So the judicial system is so broken at this point. I'm so frustrated. I mentioned it a lot on this program already, how frustrated I am with the legal system. We never had anybody challenge the legal system like this with endless amounts of dollars. So now he is doing that. We're seeing just how broken this whole thing is.
He's done this his entire career.
Yes.
You know, starting in New York, just kicking the can down the
road. As a developer.
Hiring more lawyers to just, slow down the judicial process, to block it any way he can, and then try to make a deal somewhere toward the end of the deal, the court proceedings.
Yeah.
He's trying it again this time, and so far he's succeeding.
Absolutely.
Delaying all these trials.
A lot of people are getting frustrated, not only Nicole Wallace, but Chris Hayes. All the networks are now picking up on the fact that the Supreme Court and other conservative courts around the country have been weaponized, basically, against democracy to benefit Trump. And now here's Chris Hayes, cut 600. And this is his frustration.
They didn't make a decision, the Supreme Court. They just ran out the clock. They just didn't do anything. And then it got so close to the election that they're going to go ahead and use the South Carolina map. The map that the lower court judges evaluated and said was racist and unconstitutional because the Supreme Court just couldn't get motivated enough to hit any deadlines and rule on the case. The Supreme Court knows what it's doing. The justices know what they're doing. These aren't freshmen in their first few weeks of college, overwhelmed by assignments, trying to figure out how to get it all done. This was not an oversight. The justices know that if they don't act, the maps stay in place. And the conservative majority knows that the current map will favor the Republican Party and that if it's changed, it will favor the Democrats. So by not acting, they have acted. By delaying, they have made something in the world happen. They think they are very clever. They think they can get away with it because no one is paying attention. But we are paying attention. We see what they're doing. We know the conservative majority of the Supreme Court decided to let black voters continue to be discriminated against in South Carolina this year in violation of the Constitution.
And they're doing that all over the country.
Yeah.
It's kind of in stark contrast. The Supreme Court here in our state has made these things run quicker. They have changed and reformed the court in order to hear cases faster and come to decisions sooner, which is, it's a stark contrast to what's going on nationwide in the courts that Donald Trump is trying to manipulate at this point.
Yeah, and that's what's happening. And you're right. Yeah, since the Supreme Court of Wisconsin flipped, and became more liberal, they're getting some stuff done. They're pushing things through.
Exactly. Right? I wonder how long that'll last.
Yeah.
There are new Supreme Court justices up for re-election, and we'll see how that goes. But it's amazing to me that Wisconsin voters don't see what is happening and, try to rectify it, even if it's against their own best interests. Maybe it's a more conservative justice. Mm-hmm. Maybe. But when you see what happened with the conservative justices prior to the new liberal majority that's there, things were kind of scary. One justice choked another justice, a Republican justice choked a liberal justice, and that was never resolved.
When did that happen?
That was Justice Prosser.
Really?
Yeah. And Prosser was also a legislator at one time, a Republican legislator. So when that happened, there was no penalty. for a prosecutor choking another justice.
Seems like there should be.
Yes,
could have been.
But they delayed it. They changed the rules. And they never came to a decision, saying that, you know, other justices can't make the decision for anybody.
6:58, we've got news, weather, and sports straight ahead. And when we come back, oh, Trump knows everything. He knows it all.
Morning in the morning.
As we were saying.
Let the sun shine.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
From Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball. Monday noon to 2, it's the Cheese, Beer, and Radio Tour starting in Richland Center with Trevi Olson. Don't miss it on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Spring is the best time to sell your home. The Madison Market is hot right now. So get ahead of the spring rush and list your home today with the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com is your resource with listings updated every 15 minutes. Easy and convenient virtual or in-person showings and meetings. Aaron Weber Group makes your selling experience perfect. Move to Madison.com. Rapid response, going above the ordinary, and getting you what you want. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. Move to Madison.com. Spring is in the air.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Cleanup continuing in Baltimore, as it will be for months. ABC's Terry Moran is at the collapse.